237.
Show starring Jim Bevka. Maybe your mother told you never talk politics and religion in polite company. Well, Jim Bevka's mother never told him that. So come on, enjoy the forbidden pleasure. You can participate in the conversation at 1-800-259-9231. Today's show is sponsored by Gun Owners of America, gunowners.org. And now, here's Jim.
Well, we're back for another episode of the Culture Repair Show. I'm your host, Jim Bevka. 1-800-259-9231 gets you in on the conversation. Or you can email me at jimbevka@jimbevka.com. Well, we've got a good show lined up for today. Lots of topics, lots of things to discuss. Going solo here today. We have no guests here in the studio. I've got a lot of things to say. I felt like we didn't finish last week's show. We had such a good conversation going on about saving our blogs, and you can. There's still time to tell your congressman to save our blogs, to protect the Internet, free the Internet from federal election communication regulation at downsizedc.org. We picked up some co-sponsors for the bill in both the House and the Senate this week, and so you can go to downsizedc.org and tell your congressman to leave that you want the FEC to keep their hands off the Internet. Some of the topics I hope to cover here today are the new Pope, dignity in the White House. We'll talk about some of the antics of one of the Bush daughters and why the National Organization of Women can't keep their hands off of women's breasts. If we have time, we'll get into steroids in baseball, and we'll also talk about the Senate's nuclear option. In fact, that will be part of our GOA update. This show is graciously sponsored by Gun Owners of America, www.gunowners.org. I encourage you to check them out. Well, again, I want to encourage you to call the show, 1-800-259-9231, or you can email me at jimbevka@jimbevka.com. And after we got off the air last week, I received the following email from a listener. It says, "Jim, your show is an oasis in the desert. Our government is out of control. It's too big, and it does hurt. And too many Americans are along for the ride. I listen to talk radio a lot while I drive around, but I haven't found anyone who isn't shilling for the Republicans or the Democrats. Keep up the good work, Joe in Kaiser, West Virginia." Well, Joe must be listening from WKLP, 1390 AM in Kaiser. And I want to tell Joe and all of my listeners, I'm only on here for 1 hour every Sunday, but you can pick up some other tidbits, my thoughts on various things that are happening in the news as they're happening at my blog at jimbevka.com. My last name is spelled B-A-B-K-A. That's jimbevka.com. You can check out and get my latest thoughts. Well, the big news today, the installation of a pope, Pope Benedict XVI. He was chosen this week by the conclave. Apparently, it only took four ballots. And everybody was, seemed to be some surprise, even though the front runner is the man that emerged. Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger is the new pope. He's been called the Pope's Rottweiler because he's very committed to the Catholic Church's doctrine. Now, I'm not a Catholic, I don't really see the need for a pope. That's just my personal opinion. But you know, I'm kind of interested at the clamor, the tumult that has come about as a result of this pope being selected. Andrew Sullivan, who happens to be a writer for the National Review, former editor for National Review, says, quote, "So the Catholic Church accelerates its turn toward authoritarianism, hostility to modernity, assertion of papal supremacy, and quashing of eternal debate and dissent. They are back to the 19th century. Maybe this is a necessary moment. Maybe pressing this movement to its logical conclusion will clarify things. But those of us who are struggling against what our church is becoming and the repressive priorities it is embracing can only contemplate a form of despair. The Grand Inquisitor," they're referring to the Pope now, "who has essentially run the church for the last few years, is now the public face. John Paul II will be seen as a liberal. The hard right has now cemented its complete control of the Catholic Church." Now, this is coming from a conservative, but you know, the question that I have to wonder about these critics of Cardinal Ratzinger is, why are you in the Catholic Church? If you don't like the Catholic Church's policies, why wouldn't you choose another church? And why does everything have to be about politics? Why is the only concern about this pope his stances on various political issues? It's very interesting to me the types of criticism that are being leveled, and the level of concern, the level of hysteria here. I mean, again, this is, you know, in America, there's so many faith traditions from which to choose, and you could pretty much get whatever you want. And if you want the church to cater to your needs, there's someone out there for you. Why do you want the Catholic Church to change its ways? And Sullivan also went on to point out how absurd he believed Ratzinger's election eve homily was. Ratzinger gave this homily, and I think this homily is extremely interesting. He says, the philosophical appeal of Marxism was and is for the handful of fools who still cling to it. And this is Andrew Sullivan talking again. It was an absolute scientific truth. Similarly, Nazism asserted as a scientific fact the superiority or inferiority of certain races. These totalitarian ideologies allowed for no dissent because the truth had been proven. You see precious little relativism in communist or fascist regimes. And what specifically was he critiquing here? What didn't he like about what the new Pope had said before they went in a conclave? Well, it was this phrase, a dictatorship of relativism. A dictatorship of relativism. And it came from a portion of the Pope's homily when he said, quote, how many winds of doctrine have we known in recent decades? How many ideological currents? How many ways of thinking? The small boat of thought of many Christians has been tossed about by these waves, thrown from one extreme to the other. And then he began to rattle off a bunch of ideologies. But he was talking about a passage from Ephesians 4:14. And there the emphasis is on maturity, the Christian believer being mature in their faith and recognizing the truths of their faith and being committed to those truths. Now, is there a dictatorship of relativism? Ratzinger went on to say, having a clear faith based on the creed of the church is often labeled today as fundamentalism, whereas relativism, which is letting oneself be tossed and swept by every wind of teaching, looks like the only attitude acceptable for today's standards. We are moving towards a dictatorship of relativism, which does not recognize anything as for certain and which has its highest goal one's ego and one's own desires. You know, I believe Andrew Sullivan and the critics of the Pope are missing the point here. There is a dictatorship of relativism. Relativism's primary value, the modern era's primary value, is tolerance. Everything must not only be tolerated, but encouraged and accepted. And that specifically includes those things that the Catholic Church does not hold as part of its dogma, or in fact, a lot of the Christian faith does not hold as part of its dogma. But the response here has been rather interesting, because the relativists, even though they believe that everything should be tolerated, do have limits, just like everyone else, and they express their limits in things like hate crimes. Already north of the border in Canada, if a preacher were to get up and say that homosexuality was wrong, and he did it on the radio, he would be blocked from being able to communicate with his listeners. If there is a printer who got in trouble for printing bumper stickers, he had to pay a fine. Because he committed a hate crime, this bumper sticker said that homosexuality was wrong. You see, even the relativists, even the critics of Ratzinger, believe in some absolute. And the absolute is that we must be tolerant of all things that oppose the church. And it's interesting to me that there has been so much criticism of this new pope. Well, I've been wanting to get to the topic here of steroids in baseball the last couple of weeks, and we've got a few seconds, and I'll start on this right now. You know, the controversy over steroids kind of amazes me, too. The fact that we had to have Congress involved in some way, taking a look at steroids in baseball. The people that seem the most upset about steroids in baseball, to me, appear to be the athletes that have already retired from the game, and the buffs, the baseball buffs, who... like the sports writers, who have some kind of fantasy for the game. And they seem very concerned about this. But the fans don't seem all that concerned. Well, let me pick up this point when we come back on the other side of the break. If you have comments about steroids in baseball or some of the other things that we're going to be talking about today, you can reach me at 1-800-259-9231. This is Jim Babka.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Be a part of the new gold rush. You know, for thousands of years, the one true valuable commodity has always been gold. It still is. Gold and other precious metals have continued to grow in value over the years. You know the old saying, good as gold? Well, there's a valuable lesson in that expression. Protect yourself in these uncertain times. With the stock market on the skids, and really, nowhere to put your money that makes a lot of sense, it's time to invest in a little wealth insurance. And that's gold, silver, and other rare and valuable coins and precious metals. Call this toll-free number for your free investing in precious metals kit. That's 1-800-686-2237. For the complete story, the highest quality precious metals, call Midas Resources. In business over 10 years, make the call and see why the ultra-rich invest in gold and other precious metals. We'll rush you the free information. Call today, 1-800-686-2237.
Do you want to be able to listen to adult programming, make your own decisions about what your children can see and hear, or have reporters tell you when politicians use gutter language or engage in sexual misconduct? Well, too bad. Congress wants to take these things away from you by imposing huge fines on broadcasters for indecent speech. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizedDC.org. I'm also a parent with three young children. Like you, I don't want Congress making my decisions about what I can see or hear, or how I raise my children. Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizedDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizedDC.org and send Congress a message. That's www.DownsizedDC.org. Don't censor our programs.
Why do you wear watches? The answer is no longer simply to tell time. At DiscountWatchStore.com, watches are as much about telling time as they are about making a fashion statement or showing off one's success. Watches also make for great heirlooms to pass on for generations to come. As an authorized dealer of many fine watches, DiscountWatchStore.com offers fine timepieces that have been sought after by many for over 160 years. Choose from over 450 styles with discounts up to 70% off retail prices. With Mother's Day and Father's Day right around the corner, now is a perfect time to get them the watch they've always wanted. Visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today to get an extra 5% off our already low, low prices. Free shipping and secure transaction is standard with every order. So visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today. That is DiscountWatchStore.com/radio. Or call toll free 866-371-2330. That's 866-371-2330.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Music brings us back in at 20 minutes past the hour. I'm Jim Babka, and this is the Culture Repair Show. You can email me at jimbabka, B-A-B-K-A, jimbabka.com, jimbabka@jimbabka.com, or you can call in at 1-800-259-9231. We were discussing baseball steroids, and the reason I feel compelled to speak out about this is because I haven't heard any commentators. A lot of sports talk has been going on about the issue of steroids in baseball and how bad it is. I haven't heard a single commentator come out and take the opposing side. Well, I'm going to do it here for you. I'm going to say that steroids in baseball isn't the end of the world. It's not such a terrible thing. You shocked? I've noticed that the people who are the most concerned, the most obsessed about this are the sports talk people, the sports journalists, and the retired baseball players. But you know something? The game isn't for those people. It's for the fans. And if you've been to a baseball game, there's nothing sweeter than a home run. A home run is a beautiful thing. It's a thing of beauty to just marvel at. And when you get to see it on TV and you see that perfect swing and the crack of the bat, and you hear the commentator, you know, say, way back, you know, and get all excited about the ball going over the fence, that's exciting for fans. When Mark McGwire, who's been accused of taking steroids, and Sammy Sosa, who's been accused of using steroids, were breaking the single-season home run record, and they were competing with each other, baseball, which had been depressed from a previous strike in 1994, was seeing a resurgence. It helped build the game. I'm reminded of a Kurt Vonnegut story where some folks are forced to wear weights so they won't be superior to the rest of the people they're competing against. These baseball players go into this. They're professionals. They're very careful. They know what it is that they're getting into. And you know that they're going to be careful with their own bodies. It's how they make their living. One additional point I want to make. Prohibition means that you, and that's exactly what's happening here. This is a drug war thing. Means that you're pushing the activity into the dark. You're pushing it behind the scenes where it can't be seen, where the innovation is focused on getting around the rules. What can you do and still get around the rules? How can you cheat and still get around it? If steroid use was in the open, if baseball players had to declare what they were doing and it wasn't illegal, there wasn't a ban on it, maybe there wasn't even a stigma attached to it, then the development of these steroids would be moving in a direction where people would be coming up with safer, more practical uses of them. You know, we've heard that steroids are dangerous. They're dangerous to the children. If we really wanted to protect our children from this, because it's still going to continue to go on, it's just going to go on behind the scenes where parents and coaches and teachers are unaware that it's happening, we would open this process up, and then we would know. Now, I've got to tell you, I don't think kids should be taking steroids. I think it's dangerous to be doing it while you're growing up. I don't think they're capable of making decisions about the danger that they're facing. They don't have enough life experience to do it. But come on. These are professionals here that we're talking about, and Congress had no business getting involved in this. Well, my next piece comes from Doug Newman. He has his own website, geocities.com/fount, F-O-U-N-T, of truth. It's called Dignity, Honor, and the Butt Dance. And he says, how often have you heard that our great Christian presence brought dignity and honor back to the Oval Office? He quotes the New York Post, videotape of Jenna Bush in very high spirits at a bachelorette party is being sold and could end up on national TV by the end of the week. Luckily for Jenna, the cameraman missed the high point. Jenna on all fours doing the butt dance and doing it very well, so well that guys were ogling her thong, said a source. Club patrons do the suggestive dance when the DJ plays the 1988 hit The Butt by EU. The president's blonde daughter arrived at Nirvana, a 90s steam lounge on Varick Street at 10:30 p.m. on Friday with several other pretty young things in a battered old blue minivan and did the butt dance. Well, we happen to have a tape that we've acquired here of the president talking to his daughter about this. He's very concerned about it, and we've got this tape. I can't tell you how we obtained it, but I want to play this tape for you of the president lecturing his daughter about doing the butt dance.
Now, Jenna, I don't have to tell you that your mother was pretty shocked by your behavior. No, I wasn't. I understand you're sowing your wild oats. I can remember back when Biff, Wallace, Endicott, and I went to the Blue Lagoon. Boy, did we party that night. Biff offered me the chance to drive his daddy's Bentley if I would streak around the building. Man, oh man, that car was one smooth ride. But I catch heck from your mother when you and your sister get wild. She says it's my fault. So it's like the good book says. I think it was a prophet proverb. Man, do as I say, not as I do. Perhaps you should try going to church. It did a lot for me. In fact, I've learned that there are four great religious truths. Number one, Muslims do not recognize Judaism as a religion. Number two, Jews do not recognize Jesus as the Messiah. Number three, Protestants do not recognize the Pope as the leader of the Christian faith. And Baptists do not recognize each other at Hooters. But seriously, they do recognize the daughter of the President of the United States of America when she's doing the butt.
You know, folks, can you imagine, I mean, you know, all kidding aside, can you imagine if this had, if the situation had been reversed and this had happened during the Clinton administration? Imagine if the report, I mean, just Rush Limbaugh, he would have gotten a hold of this and he would have had more fun with this than a human being would be allowed to have. Doug Newman points this out. And let's just substitute this for a second. Let's imagine Rush doing an update, okay? He might start out, duddle up, we've got another Clinton update. And then he would say, videotape of Chelsea Clinton in very high spirits at a bachelorette party is being sold and could end up on national TV. I mean, come on. Where is all the consternation? Where are the howls of outrage by these people who believe that the president is such a good moral leader? I want to play for you a clip of the butt dance. I want you to get a chance to hear it. It might be hard on you, but John, could we play that clip? Doing the butt. This ain't too bad. But I feel like dancing now. I can kind of understand why Jenna got into this. Alright, here I go. Yeah. Bet you wish you could see me doing the butt now. I ain't wearing no thong, though. Do the butt till it makes you sore? Well, that's certainly restoring dignity to the White House, dignity and honor. You know, the point that that Doug Newman makes that I think really needs to be looked at is that W is just a fellow human, nothing more, nothing less. He could tax us into the pavement, disarm us, micromanage every aspect of our lives, but he's still just a person. He's a guy just like you and me. And if he has no control over his own family, why should we expect him to be setting the moral tone for the country? This ought to be a non-issue, folks. Well, 1-800-259-9231 allows you to get in on the conversation. I hope to hear from you.
Do you have $10, $20, $30,000 or more in credit card debt that's suffocating your bank account and your lifestyle? If you think bankruptcy is the only way out, then pay close attention, because relief is on the way. Debt Relief USA at 800-509-3201 will negotiate with your creditors and settle your credit card debt for about half of what you now owe without filing bankruptcy. Debt Relief USA has been helping people just like you regain control of their financial future. In most cases, you can be debt-free in less than 36 months.
I owed so much on my credit cards, I could barely make the minimum monthly payment. We talked about filing bankruptcy, but I was concerned about my credit. That's when I called Debt Relief USA. They set up a plan for me where I could settle for just 40% of what I owed. I'm back in control of my life, and I owe it all to Debt Relief USA.
Call Debt Relief USA today for your free consultation. 800-509-3201. Pay your creditors and avoid bankruptcy. Call now. 800-509-3201. 800-509-3201.
Larry Pratt's latest book is now available. On the Firing Line, Essays in the Defense of Liberty can be purchased from Gun Owners of America for only $18 plus shipping and handling. On the Firing Line is a collection of essays that GOA's Executive Director Larry Pratt has written over the last few years. They were composed in the battle to defend the right to keep and bear arms, as well as the rest of our liberties protected in the Bill of Rights. Pratt has taken on the arguments used by the enemies of freedom who would disarm and subjugate Americans. Pratt shows that the debate transcends firearms because the debate is really about control. Who will control the lives of private citizens? Will it be each person individually, or will it be the government? You can order your copy of On the Firing Line by going to the GOA website at gunowners.org. Or you can call GOA's toll-free number, 1-888-886-GUNS. That's 888-886-GUNS.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now, check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Jim Babka, this is the Culture Repair Show at 32 minutes past the hour. This show is graciously sponsored by Gun Owners of America, www.gunowners.org, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington, and this is a GOA update. It's become a popular conservative objective right now to go nuclear. That means end the long-standing practice of the filibuster in the U.S. Senate, presumably to get up or down votes on judicial nominees. On April 3, the New York Times cited the work that Gun Owners of America is doing to protect the legislative filibuster. Gun Owners believes that one of its greatest legislative weapons is the filibuster. As recently as last year, pro-gun forces used a filibuster threat to keep the semi-auto ban from being placed on the Department of Defense authorization bill. Soon, the showdown will arrive on whether to abolish the U.S. Senate filibuster in order to expedite the confirmation of 7 judicial nominees. In the absence of the filibuster, should Democrats ever gain control of the Senate, there would be nothing to stop the reenactment of the semi-automatic ban, enactment of a .50 caliber ban, enactment of the gun show ban, enactment of the lock up your safety trigger lock mandate, and much, much more. Here's the rub. When liberal, anti-gun Democrats get back into power and they want to push comprehensive gun bans, gun owners will be the ones using the filibuster to stop the Brady Bunch's legislative agenda. At GOA, we've done this numerous times over the past 20 years, and yet without the legislative filibuster, the tyranny of the majority will run roughshod over gun owners' rights. Unfortunately, there are many Republicans who can't foresee what the future might hold. Is it really worth trading away one of our most potent weapons just to get judges that may or may not be pro-gun? Remember, 7 of the 9 current Supreme Court justices were appointed by Republican presidents. Do we have 7 pro-gun votes on the court? We're not even close. That's why throwing away our legislative arsenal is so dangerous. This has been a GOA update brought to you by the sponsors of this show, Gun Owners of America. I encourage you to check out their site and to join them at www.gunowners.org. Now, that is almost word for word the very same GOA update I gave you last week. This was a hot issue. It was even an issue this morning on the Sunday morning talking head shows. Would the Republicans in the Senate, led by Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist, who is running for president, he's already begun campaigning in New Hampshire and Iowa, would they try to go nuclear, eliminate the filibuster? And I agree with GOA that this is a dangerous precedent. We need to do everything we can to slow the growth of government down, and the filibuster is a tool to stop legislation from passing, dangerous legislation from passing that might get through otherwise. Now, Democrats aren't taking this lying down. They've got some serious, they mean business. They're going to fight back seriously. The Senate Minority Leader has spoken up on this. Senator Harry Reid has threatened to shut down the government over judicial nominations. celebrate. He's going to shut down the government. Maybe the Republicans should push this filibuster issue. Yeah, you could bet there'd be a party going on. All these cabinet departments, all this alphabet soup, shutting down.
We gonna celebrate your party.
And end the government meddling. Because Harry Reid and the Democrats are going to shut the government down. That's how they're going to fight the Republicans. I'm excited, folks. I mean, this is great news. The DEA, the BATF, closed. The IRS, they're not showing up to work. They can't harass you. This is wonderful news. The Environmental Protection Agency, closed. I'm just really excited about this. Okay, wait a minute. RNC chairman. Wait a minute. Stop the music. Folks, it's a sham. They're not going to shut down the government. I mean, Harry Reid's already carved out a couple of exceptions. He wants to see to it that the necessary functions of government are kept going, like the bombing that we're doing in Iraq. And even the Republicans. I mean, you know, sometimes you wonder if you're in the Twilight Zone. Here was the response by the Republican National Committee Chairman, Ken Mellman. Senator Reid's unprecedented threat to shut down the Senate if senators are asked to fulfill their constitutional duty to advise and consent on judges would put partisan obstruction ahead of the people's business. Oh, that's so beautiful. The people's business. America's schools, health care, retirement security, and other priorities should not be held hostage to an irresponsible Senate shutdown. I hope that no senator will abandon his or her responsibility to the American people. What responsibility? What, are they going to pass, you know, more laws to take away our privacy rights? I mean, right now they're looking at it. They just got through dealing with an emergency appropriation bill that spent over $81 billion for the war in Iraq. How is this an emergency? We knew we had a war going on in Iraq. And yet they were spending $81 billion, and this bill was just riddled full of pork. Riddled full. And it passed, of course, in the name of patriotism. There was even tsunami relief in there. Yes, this is the people's business. And Republicans certainly hope it doesn't stop. How irresponsible of Senator Reid. We have money to spend. We have debts to run up and deficits to expand. We're Republicans, after all. We borrow and spend. Celebrate. Folks, let me remind you. I've read this list to you before, but I'm going to read it to you again, and I'm going to keep reading it because there apparently are very few people in the United States of America that understand that the Constitution lays out only 20 things. 20 things, and I challenge you to come up with something else. Go get the Constitution off your shelf, blow off the dust, and come back. Okay, you probably haven't even looked at it since high school. Come back and tell me what else the federal government should be spending on. Here's the list. Number one, borrow money. Regulate commerce among states. Regulate naturalization. Regulate bankruptcies. There's a big bankruptcy bill that just passed. Coin money. Fix weights and standards. Punish counterfeiters. Establish post offices and establish post roads. Record patents. Protect copyrights. Create federal courts. Punish pirates. Declare war. Raise an army. Provide a navy. Call up the militia. Organize the militia. Make laws for Washington, D.C., and make rules for the Army and the Navy. According to the 9th and 10th Amendment, everything else is off limits. You can name a government program, pick one out, and it's probably off limits. It's probably not on this list. The majority of them are not on this list. The $81 billion that was just spent on a war that has not been constitutionally declared, spent on tsunami relief. Where is tsunami relief in here? And we're supposed to believe that the Senate has to do its duty. The Republicans are concerned that the senators will be irresponsible. Harry Reid is being irresponsible. You know, the American people would begin celebrating, if government would be more responsible and they weren't meeting so much and spending so much of our money and meddling so much in our lives. It's time to downsize, D.C. I'm Jim Babka. This is the Culture Repair Show, 1-800-259-9231. We'll be right back.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past two decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a high vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug and in just minutes your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
Attention parents. Congress wants to take away your parental authority. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. A new bill is about to become law, and unless we do something to stop it, it could eliminate your favorite show. All because Congress is offering to help protect your children. After Janet Jackson's costume accident, Congress got up in arms. They proposed $500,000 fines for broadcasters and on-air talent per incident of indecency. You are right to want to protect your children. I have three young children myself. But you don't want the government to choose what's appropriate for you or your family. There is programming that some families find objectionable that you, as a parent, may decide to use as the basis of a life lesson, a conversation with your children. At DownsizeDC.org, we believe that Congress must not meddle with your family decisions. This bill is in the final stages of becoming law. We must act now to stop it. You can tell your congressman you oppose this law by visiting DownsizeDC.org.
You've heard about POS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is the Culture Repair Show. This is Jim Babka, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Or you can email me at jimbabka@jimbabka.com. I'd love to get your question on the air. It's another reason I feel it. It's just I'm in the twilight zone. It is April 24th today. And the Babka Ranch, where I do this show, is in Northeast Ohio. And I'm in a really good mood today, by the way, because my Cleveland Browns did a fantastic job. I mean, for me as a football fanatic, this is the beginning of the season. It's a very exciting time. My Cleveland Browns did one of the best jobs yesterday, if not the best job, in the draft, in making the right choices for the team and for its future. They got two players that I very much wanted to see them get. They got them at the right places in the draft. It was just very exciting. And so I'm in a good mood. I'm jubilant here, but I could be depressed because it's dark and overcast outside. And on April 24th, it is below 30 degrees and it is snowing. We've had 4 inches of snow here. I'm not kidding, and I can't believe this. I was just wearing shorts just a few days ago. Not coincidentally, this past weekend, we had Earth Day. And I'm just wondering, where is the global warming? Will somebody please show it to me? I don't ever remember it snowing this late. We had record snowfall in the Northeast Ohio area this year. And I know what happened in some of the other places in the upper Midwest, the Wisconsins and so forth. You know, we got hit hard with snow this year, and the record is still continuing to climb on April 24. Mother Nature can be fickle. She likes to screw around. The president was planning to be in the Smoky Mountains for Earth Day. He was going to celebrate Earth Day in the Great Smoky Mountains National Park, but those plans were undone by stormy weather, and he had to cancel, and instead he spoke about the environment from inside a hangar at Knoxville's McGee Tyson Airport. I think this is funny. The environment did not cooperate with it being honored. But these environmentalists are very concerned, and they've been putting out a TV show, which you can now see on public television. And I forced myself, for your benefit, folks, I forced myself to sit through one episode to give it a fair assessment, to find out whether or not it's worth watching. I just want to tell you it's not. The show is called Journey to Planet Earth. And some of you may be excited because Matt Damon is the host. And that's kind of exciting, right? Matt Damon. He's cute, right? So Matt Damon is the host. And it's called Journey to Planet Earth, and it is full of one bit of alarmism after another. In fact, it is so bad, it is so sad, that you may contemplate suicide by the time you're done watching the show. Everything is going wrong. We have population control problems, but we're getting a handle on those. Even though population's taken off, we're getting a handle on those. We have water problems. Man, they spent a lot of the show talking about water, at least the episode that I watched. And of course, the United States uses too much energy. It's all our fault, basically, folks. Ladies and gentlemen, you Americans who are living your lives, enjoying the prosperity that our system gives you, you generous people who send money all over the world when people have tsunamis and other crises, you are the problem. You are the ones destroying the environment. Of course, we have the loss of wetlands, which results in flooding. And then all the rest of the show talked about how we didn't have enough water. I mean, they couldn't seem to make up their mind between flooding and not enough water. And then, you know, it was just one thing after another. Of course, in China, in communist China, they're doing a good job of taking care of the environment. They're doing a better job than we are, apparently. But we're ruining the polar ice caps. And that's why it's so warm today on April 24th. That's why it's below 30 degrees. That's why it's so dry. That's why there's nothing but snow. We have rain this week and snow this weekend. Disagree with me? 1-800-259-9231. I've got an article here from Jacob Sullum from the Reason Public Policy Institute, rppi.org. It's called Pro-Choice No More. And he asked the question, why can't the national organization keep their hands off women's breasts? For decades, members of the National Organization for Women and other groups that support abortion rights have been urging politicians to keep their hands off our bodies. Today, women who want to enhance their appearance with silicone breast implants can justly turn this slogan against now, because it's not the least bit pro-choice when it comes to silicone breast implants. Now, the president of NOW, Kim Gandy, explained that there needed to be more testing, that the information by the Food and Drug Administration indicated that these implants have not gone through enough testing, and that the risk is too much. She talked about science and medicine, and she said, and someone points out that while science could tell us, in theory, what risks the implants pose, it cannot tell us whether those risks are justified. Different women will answer that question differently depending on their values, tastes, and circumstances, in sharp contrast with its position on abortion. NOW argues that they should not, women that is, should not be allowed to do so. Now, he goes on and talks about some of the studies that have been done and the company Mentor that is putting this product out, the breast implants, and basically NOW wants to continue the testing. They want a 10-year study done or completed before any consideration of this is available. They want to take away a woman's right to choose about breast implants. And in fact, Solomon closes the column by saying, the question is, why NOW does not apply the same impossible standard to abortion, which has its share of complications and side effects, both known and hypothesized? Why not indeed? Well, can you be a Bible-believing Christian and still vote for George Bush? I have a CD available. It's virtually free. You can go to my website, the website for the show, which is culturerepair.com, to get yourself a copy of Why Conservative Christians Are Reevaluating George Bush. I'll be back with a special guest in just a moment.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Congress wants to silence shock jocks by imposing huge new fines for indecent speech. They say they're doing it to protect our children. But we can do that on our own, thank you very much. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a father. It can be hard to protect your children's innocence. So much programming is clearly unsuited for them. But there's a reason for that. It was made for adults. Being an adult means to stay up late, eat junk food, watch bad TV shows, and make your own decisions about when to protect your children by changing the station or blocking a channel. But Congress wants to treat everyone like children. What's next? Will they also tell you when you have to go to bed? Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. Don't censor our programs.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Well, this is the final segment of the Culture Repair Show at 6 minutes till the hour. We've only got a few seconds. You know, one of the privileges of being able to do this show from the Babka Ranch is that oftentimes my family is just within reach. I have my eldest daughter here, Jessica, and I want to just take a moment to brag on her. This weekend, Jessica got to participate in a Nazarene, we belong to the Church of the Nazarene, a Bible competition. It's a quizzing competition, and they've been studying the books of 1 and 2 Samuel all year. Now, my daughter has been extraordinary this year. She's in her third year on the red level of quizzing. It's her final year in the red level of quizzing. And she's participated in 3 tournaments and has not missed a single question. Huh, Jessica?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And so Jessica's here today. She's going to do a demonstration. You still got one more quiz to do, right?
In June.
In June. And you're going to be in
Indianapolis.
Okay. All right. Well, Jessica is 9 years old, folks, and I'm extremely proud of her. I'm going to try a few questions out. These are from the Old Testament books of 1 and 2 Samuel. And so you could try. You could see if you're able to follow these. In fact, I'm not able to answer most of these things, and I enjoy studying theology in the Bible. So let's try one here. Jessica, what was the original location of the Ark of the Covenant?
Shiloh.
Ooh.
A town near Jerusalem where Joshua kept it after the Israelites came out of Egypt.
Oh, okay. Well, okay, that's the correct answer. All right. Well, number 2, the Philistines and Israelites were fighting. The Philistines captured the ark. Where did they take it? I believe there were three cities here, Jessica.
Ashdod, and they were afflicted with tumors. So they sent it to Gath, and they were afflicted with tumors too. And then they decided to take it to Ekron. Then in Ekron, they saw that the Lord's hand was against them. So they decided to send it back to the Israelite territory.
Now, folks, the way that they normally do this quizzing, she only has to pick between three answers. It's a multiple choice thing. But the questions get harder and harder at each level, and Jessica has just been inundated with this stuff this year. So she's gotten to the point where she's really memorized quite a bit of information. A lot of us know the story about David and Goliath. What do we? But do we know where the battle was fought?
Yes, in the Valley of Elah, where David struck Goliath in the forehead and cut his head off.
Wow. Well, folks, you can see why I'm a proud father, why I'm so excited by my daughter's performance. Again, Jessica is going to be competing one more time. Every 4 years, there's a world-level quiz. There's hundreds of kids that will be participating in it, literally from all over the world, all over the United States. And Jessica will be there in Indianapolis, and that'll be a family trip, and I'm looking forward to it. Well, as I said in the last segment, CultureRepair.com is the official website of this show. You can get my CD there. I'm practically giving it away. Why conservative Christians are reevaluating George Bush. The surprising insights more and more Christians are having, and no, they're not deciding to vote Democrat. Pick it up at CultureRepair.com. You can check out my blog this week, too. You can keep up with. I know you might be missing me. You might not find out. You want to know what I'm thinking about various issues. JimBabka.com. And, of course, I'm the president of Downsize DC Foundation and DownsizeDC.org. We've got some very important campaigns going on at DownsizeDC.org. Let Congress know how you feel at DownsizeDC.org. It's been a lot of fun. See you next weekend.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.